talking to well-known doctors this morning. Dr. Hillary was on the programme an hour ago, and Dr. Chris Steele and his son Andrew Steele on the programme this hour. Good morning to the pair of you.
Morning, Gary.
Well, here we are talking about the embarrassment of perhaps talking to your parents about your well-being and your health. It's the 21st century and it's still an issue, Dr. Chris.
It still is, I'm afraid. I mean, new research from oxy.co.uk shows that mums wish they could communicate better with their sons and they feel too embarrassed to discuss certain important matters such as relationships and even embarrassed to discuss body issues like spots, and yet spots are a major issue for teenagers.
What's going on here then? You know, who needs to take a lead and how do we change this? Because this is bonkers.
It is. Look, I had acne as a teenager. I know what it's like, and my son Andrew has acne. He'll tell you in a moment. So I think, one, teenagers should be a bit more sort of vociferous and, you know, discuss it with their mum and dad, but certainly even go and see the pharmacist, go and talk to the GP, because in this day and age, teenagers should not be suffering from acne because there's such a huge range of treatments out there that are available.
Absolutely. You know, acne is one, and even very important things in life, like safe sex, quite frankly. It's something we've still not broken through this taboo glass ceiling on.
Yeah, that's right. And research has shown that in the Channel Island area, that 48% of mums have not talked to their son about safe sex, so nearly half the mums. And yet, you know, it's understandable. It's a sort of delicate subject, isn't it? When do you do it? At what age?
There's an element of who blinks first as well. As the teenager, what do you say to mum? How might mum react? I mean, after all, you can't even admit to a sex life because mum would never accept that. And as a mum, approaching your child, acknowledging there might be a sex life is an issue as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's a difficult one. I've just heard that David Beckham has actually given the job to his wife, Victoria, to discuss the birds and the bees with their oldest son.
That must be weird, having Posh Spice teaching you about the birds and the bees. Andrew, let's shine a spotlight on you. Here we are right now. Dad's sat next door to you. He's well known as a practicing GP. We see him on the telly all the time. What's that relationship really like, or what was it like when it comes to your well-being and health?
Well, it's very beneficial, really. Very lucky to have such a good doctor as my dad, really, you know, and that was very helpful to me as a teenager with spots, and I'd never had what you call severe acne, but I had spots, and being able to just ask my dad on a medical basis how to go about treating it was very beneficial. And I suppose a lot of people without that advantage wouldn't know whether it's worth asking someone about how to help yourself or if it's anything you can do, you know.
It's interesting. I didn't realise about you. You are also famous in your own right as an athlete.
I wouldn't say famous yet, but give me a couple of years.
No, I want to build your part, Andrew. We want to be the first here.
Okay,
famous,
well,
world famous.
That's it. Yeah, internationally known 400 metre runner. That's right. Yes.
So you're going to learn about this pressure of the public eye, and yeah. I guess spreading messages like this is very important to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, personally, to me, when I get on the start line as an athlete, the appearance is very important. It's hard to, you know, you need to feel good about yourself, and if you're looking good, that's a large part of the battle. But you know, in normal life, regardless of whether you're an Olympic athlete or not, it's, you know, if you're not happy with the way you look, it's hard to go about your daily business anyway.
Dr. Chris, let's get some no-nonsense advice from you right now. We know you're good at delivering that. A mum listening to BBC Guernsey right now, their son tuned to BBC Guernsey somewhere else in the island. How do we marry those two people, so to speak? I need to be clear on that.
yes. Yeah. Basically, talk to your teenage son or your teenage daughter. Talk to them about, look, you know, you've got spots. Maybe you had spots yourself. That makes it a lot easier. But, they could say, well, I heard this doctor on the radio saying that there's no need to suffer with spots. And we need to help them because 25% of acne sufferers will get scarring of the skin. So they'll get physical scarring, they'll get mental scarring as well. So just explain that, look, there are treatments out there. You've heard this mentioned on the radio. That there's a vast array of treatments you can buy over the counter from your pharmacy. Things that will, you know, reduce the grease, kill the bacteria in the skin, stop the inflammation that's, you know, gives you the picture of the red spot and the yellow head. And this is available without needing to see your doctor.
You can just get on and do it and hopefully start a conversation at the same time.
Absolutely.
The pair of you, thank you so much for your time this morning. And Andrew, I don't care what you say, you're now world famous.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Dr. Chris and Andrew Steele joining us on BBC Guernsey this morning, talking about breaking down some of those embarrassing issues when it comes to your health and looking and feeling good as well.